1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers, by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So that neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry and God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. This chapter is really just one thought, as far as I'm concerned. It's really continuing from the first. Paul has this great concern with the Corinthian church concerning their turning off to a sort of denominational type attitude. Well, they start naming themselves after who taught them or who did, you know, again, as according to baptisms or according to, you know, whatever they had decided to name themselves after. Namely, he mentions, you know, Apollos, Paul, Peter, which is Cephas. I should have mentioned that when I did chapter 1, but it doesn't really matter. So that's what had happened there. And again, when I teach, I want to bring the word to you who live in the 20th century, or 21st now. Lord, I'm so used to 20th century. Even though I only lived there for 27 years. But I want to bring it to the 21st century. Meaning, in Paul's time, that had gone from no one knowing, and the New Testament wasn't even written. Paul was actually writing the New Testament. The church was this new thing. The gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, it was all happening. It was alive. It was going on right then. We live in a very different world. We live in a world which is dominated by a false church. Which calls itself by the name of Jesus Christ, but which proclaims false doctrines, which transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ. And this is seen almost everywhere you go. I get emails from people who want to use things that I've done or that have been done by people in church. They want to, you know, and then I listen to their doctrine and so on and so forth. And I say, I can't put my hand to this. I can't join hand in hand with this. We live in a church world where all these, you know, where this condition that Paul is warning the Corinthians against is basically where it has prevailed for, you know, over 1,000 years. I mean, right there, over 1,000 years. I mean, it's been going on a long time. And people would say, oh, it started with the Protestant Reformation. No, there was a schism before that. And even before that, with the Arminians and the Athanasians and et cetera, et cetera. And even before that, with Paul and Alexander the Coppersmith. I mean, the divisions began early on. In fact, they began in the Corinthians. I mean, so denominationalism is not something new. It's just something that has prevailed. Now, Paul didn't live after all that prevailing of this attitude. But he's speaking to it at its beginning. But still, everything he says concerning it is true. You know, that this is a carnal thing. This desire of men to divide up into groups. But the thing is, you know, they didn't have any other denomination to run to. They were actually making up the first denominations based on just preference of a teacher or who baptized them, or, you know, or whatever means they were using, you know, to distinguish themselves. Well, we're the disciples of Paul. We're the disciples of Peter. Distinguishing them, and some said, we are of Christ. And he doesn't necessarily say, well, that's the right attitude to have, because there's lots of people out there who call themselves like the churches of Christ. I mean, that's one of my least favorite churches, because the churches of Christ, so-called, say that you should never play instruments and music, which is a lie. And as and I also am a New Testament Christian. And they say, well, we're New Testament Christians. You know, the New Testament never says anything about, oh, it does. It certainly does. There's room for instrumental music. I'm not going to get into that debate right now. Let them just get mad at me. Let them write me a letter. If you're actually out there, write me a letter, and I'll talk to you about it. Most people understand that, you know, instrumental music is a way to worship God. Right, but they're against playing instruments and singing together. Okay, and they call themselves the churches of Christ, and they think they're going after the doctrine of Christ. But they're separating themselves. Now the thing is, most people aren't like they didn't get taught by the apostles, one planted and another watered, and God gave the increase. No, they're actually standing on the shoulders of the men who perverted the gospels. You know what I mean? They're standing on the shoulders now of the apostles and prophets. Though, you know, new denominations always try to go back to the earliest apostles. That's why you have the, you know, they call themselves the apostolic church, or the, you know, and are the churches of Christ. They're trying to go back. You know, they don't want to be of Luther. They don't want to be of this, of that. They want to go back to the beginning. Everyone wants to say they are the disciples of the original disciples, or they want to say we are the disciples of Jesus. And of course, that's what we want to be. We do want to be followers of God and of Christ Jesus. But it's not enough to just name ourselves so. We have to actually perform the works according to the Spirit, which is given, you know. He says, when you're having this attitude, you're like babies. And I have had to feed you with milk, and not with meat. Now, that's a sort of an allegorical type statement where, you know, milk is obviously the things that are... Milk is a very powerful food, but it's meant for babies.